Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, was a very wise king. Hashem had gifted him with an unusual wisdom. From all parts of the world, people would come to him for advice and guidance. One day, an old lady came to him and cried. "Your Majesty," she said, "please help me. Something very strange happened to me. Something very unusual. I just can't understand it. I hope that you could explain it to me." "Very well," said Shlomo HaMelech. "Very well. Please tell me your story." "Well, it goes like this. I was in my kitchen taking out 3 loaves of bread that I had just baked. I was so hungry, I just couldn't wait to sit down and eat. When all of a sudden, I heard a knocking at the door. As I opened the door, I found a beggar standing there. He looked so pale and weak. He was crying, 'Please give me some bread to eat. I'm starving.' 'Why, of course,' I said to him. 'Here you are. You can have one of these loaves of bread.' Taking the loaf of bread, he looked up and said, 'Thank you. Thank you so much. Hashem will surely bless you for this.' As the beggar left, I said, 'Baruch Hashem, oh, what a wonderful feeling it is to be able to share one's own fortunes with others.' Filled with joy, I went over to take the second loaf of bread to eat. But just as I was about to do the netilas yadoyim, the washing of the hands before the eating of the bread, again, a knocking at the door was heard. Quickly, I ran over to see who was there. Lo and behold, another beggar asking for food. 'I haven't eaten for days,' he cried. 'Please have mercy on me. I must eat something very soon. I'm so hungry.' Realizing that this beggar's life was in danger, I gave him the second loaf of bread. I said to him, 'Here, my poor friend, here, eat this delicious bread that I had just baked myself.' 'Oh, thank you,' he said, 'thank you. May Hashem bless you for saving my life.'"
"How nice of you, how nice of you," said King Solomon to the old lady. "You really enjoy the mitzvah of hachnasas orchim and tzedakah, inviting guests and giving charity."
"Yes, your majesty, yes," answered the old lady. "I certainly do. But please, I must tell you the rest of the story. I must tell you what happened next. For just as I went over to take the third loaf of bread, a very strong wind blew through the door. And before I knew it, the loaf of bread disappeared right before my eyes. It was carried off by the strong howling winds. Right through the window, way up into the sky it floated, further and further. I ran out into the street, hoping perhaps I can chase after it and catch it when it falls down. But alas, the wind kept carrying it out further and further until it reached the sea, when it suddenly fell down into the waters and disappeared out of sight. King Solomon, you are such a wise king. Could you please explain to me, why did Hashem cause this to happen? At least someone enjoyed the first 2 loaves of bread. But your majesty, for what reason did Hashem take away the third loaf of bread? I just can't understand this." King Solomon looked at the old lady and said in surprise, "Are you trying to fully understand the strange ways of Hashem? Why, not even I can do that."
one thing is for sure. Whatever Hashem does is for a good reason. Now, though we may not realize it right away, yet we must trust in Hashem. Be patient and wait. And when the right time will come, you will see clearly that it was for your own good. Then the king said to the old lady, "Certainly you must be hungry by now. Please, go into the royal dining room, where you will be able to have some food." The old lady looked up and said to the king, "Thank you, your majesty. Thank you." Now while the old lady was eating in the royal dining room, King Solomon was told that a famous king from a faraway country came to see him. He had a very important question to ask him. "Come right in," said King Solomon, as he welcomed the royal guest. "What can I do for you?" "King Solomon, you are a very wise man," the guest said. "I hope you can solve my problem. I was traveling on the ocean when the captain called out, 'There is a hole in the boat, and the water is rushing in.' To me, this meant total disaster, for all my valuable treasures and fortunes were on this boat. In deep sorrow, I cried, I called out, 'Father in heaven, please save this boat from sinking. I promise to give half of all my belongings to charity, if you will only answer my prayer.' At that very moment, the captain called out again, 'We're saved! We're saved! Look, there is no more water rushing in.' I ran over to the hole, and behold, it was clogged. Something was stuck right in the hole and kept the water from rushing in."
"How interesting, how interesting," King Solomon said. "Please, continue."
"Well, your majesty, right here in my hand is a loaf of bread. This is what plugged up the hole and saved the boat from sinking.
Now, King Solomon, please help me, for I wish to keep my promise, but I don't know to whom to give half of my belongings."
"Very simple," said King Solomon, "very simple. Give it to the owner of the bread." And saying this, he called in the old lady. As she entered, he said to her,
"I can help you only if you bake for me a bread exactly like the one that was carried away by the wind."
"Why, of course, your majesty. I will be glad to do that." It didn't take long, and the old lady brought the freshly baked bread right before the king. Then King Solomon asked the royal guest to place his bread next to the bread that the old lady brought in.
"Oh my," called out the royal guest, "I just can't believe this. Why, it's exactly the same."
"Oh, how fortunate you are, old lady. Oh, how fortunate you are."
"You see," King Solomon said to the old lady, "how strange are the ways of Hashem. Let us always believe in Hashem and trust in Him. Let's thank Him for all that He does. For all that He does is good."